Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
When is the administration going to tell the American people the truth about Benghazi?
Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Why aren't we talking about something else?
Democrats are all talk and no action.
Fighting for Idaho.
How about the A-10 platform? There's never been a question in my mind that it's going to go away. The question is, when?
We're always going to be ready when the governor calls us up and when the president calls on us to go overseas and take care of our nation's wars. We're going to do that too.
Fighting for you.
There's people have an attitude about attorneys already. I have a lot of friends who are attorneys, so my, you know, apologies ahead of time here to my friends who are attorneys out there listening.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Woo!
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Also want to remind you, coming up, Miss Kay Robertson will join us from Duck Dynasty, but first, breaking news, we go to our great friend from Channel 7, Bonnie Shelton. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, glued to the TV, glued to what's going on here concerning this triple shooting that happened overnight, ma'am.
Yeah, I understand that. And we're here just trying to gather the latest information. Police are still on scene, but they're not telling us much. We did talk with them earlier. I want to say it was around 2 o'clock this morning. We talked with a lieutenant who gave us some details, so I can share those with you. And should I just give you what I know?
Bonnie, you're the informed one here, so please, go ahead.
All right. Well, what we know at this point, the shooting was called in actually by one of the victims at 11:30 last night, and the home is located right at the corner of Orchard and Targhee here in South Boise. We're on the bench. A lieutenant says that the person who called was one of the victims, reported the shooting, and when police arrived, they found three people, all adults. Were told it's one woman and two men who had all been shot. They've been taken to the hospital. We don't have an update on their condition this morning, but the lieutenant we talked to did say that police were talking to them, trying to get some statements, so we're hoping to get an update on their conditions at some point this morning. Now, we also know that they believe these people knew each other, the shooter or shooters, and the people who were shot. We've been talking with the police here on scene. They expect to be here for several more hours. They haven't really given us a timeline other than saying they're going to be here, and they have the whole driveway that leads back to this house blocked off with caution tape. They do say they don't believe there's any threat to the public. This was not a random shooting, so people out there who are listening, there is no threat, but police are really hoping that someone saw or heard something about this shooting and can call them and help them try and identify who could be responsible for this.
Channel 7's Bonnie Shelton with us at 580KIDO discussing the triple shooting that happened overnight in Boise. I'm sure it's a little early to get any reaction from the neighbors, but as we see you on Channel 7, the flashing lights going on, the police taking this very seriously, and the idea this is, as you said, Bonnie, within the 2100 block of South Orchard Street in South Boise, you know, again, I guess it is too early to get reaction from the neighborhood.
We've tried. We've gone around, and I actually just talked to a neighbor right before I was on Channel 7 at 6. She didn't even know the shooting had happened, and she lives just beyond, kind of behind the house where investigators are working. But she did say that this area where the shooting happened, where the house is transitional housing. So she sees a lot of people coming and going, not living here for very long. I've tried talking with police and asking them to give us a little bit of background on where this is happening, but they are not releasing any new information at this point, but we're expecting them to do so at some point this morning.
Well, Bonnie, as you know, when you cover these things, this is what they call not only breaking, but developing. The story is developing even as you're trying to report the latest.
Oh, yes.
The police are trying to, you know, figure out what happened. Do they know anything about the victims except that the, you know, a few of them went to the hospital? Any background on them, ma'am?
No, they haven't given us any. We've tried to ask if they knew each other, how they knew each other, if they were related, trying to get names, ages, anything like that. And police are really taking their time. They're being very thorough. We've seen that throughout this morning. And all they will tell us is it's one woman, two men, all three taken to the hospital. And we haven't even gotten an update on their condition. So we will keep working to get that information and bring it to you when we can.
Well, Bonnie, we appreciate it. We want to let everybody know to catch your reports there on Channel 7 while they're at home. And of course, online and here at 580KIDO. But one more time, the police wanted to reassure folks, and they wanted to use you and use us to do this. They believe there is no danger to the public.
That's right. They don't want people to be afraid. They believe that this was not a random shooting. These people knew each other who are all involved, the shooter or shooters and the three victims. And they're really just asking the public if they know anything, if they hear anything throughout the day, have any tips to provide that they call Boise police and let them know so they can take a look at that through this investigation.
And Bonnie, if you could, one more time, and I know you've got to bolt here in a second, but if you could just give us the lead itself, because people are tuning in and out all the time, what happened overnight?
Boise police responded to a home here in South Boise just off Orchard near Targhee. Three people inside the home were shot, and they are actively searching for the shooter or shooters who are involved, looking for any information from the public on if they've heard anything, who that could be. It's still an active investigation at this point, and they are blocking off one driveway. Nothing on Orchard is blocked. All traffic is getting through, but really just an active scene. They're still investigating what happened. Three people shot and taken to the hospital. We don't have an update on their conditions, but if we get that, we will definitely bring that to you.
Well, I think you're coming up next, so we got to let you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bonnie Shelton, Channel 7. Thank you, ma'am. All right, there you have it, the latest, an overnight shooting going on. The police, Boise police, saying that there's no threat to the public, and we can speculate on what happened there and why that happened, but we want to thank Bonnie Shelton and Channel 7 for the latest there. Kevin Miller with you here. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and, you know, traffic going on, but if you see the flashing lights, now you know why. It goes to show you just how dangerous a world we live in, and here all of a sudden you can, you know, have these things going on, and somebody pulls out a firearm, and lo and behold, you're on your way to the hospital. And, you know, I don't like to lecture, but this program is more than just talking politics and everything else. We, you know, it's kind of like a little mini version of the Dave Ramsey Show at 580KIDO, except we're local as opposed to national. It's, you know, life as it happens. And we're so blessed. And just like you, we have our limitations. But we're so blessed to live in an area where we can talk about faith and we can talk about the Lord and we can talk about God. And the reason why God is so important, because I can tell you that through the secular media, through television, through the internet, even through our beloved radio, even AM radio, the vulgarity, the inappropriate, unacceptable behavior, the sexification of things, it's troubling. And whether it's the video games, it's the violence on television, whether it's too much caffeine or sodium, maybe it's too much texting, we're all at a hair trigger. At least some of us are. And maybe that helps to explain what happened last night on Orchard. Maybe that helps to explain sometimes why we have the road rage. But, you know, last night I'm sitting there, and there was an incident going on in my neighborhood. And as you know, I live next door to the Sons, or across, not next door, yes, next door to the Sons of Anarchy, and behind me are the Wildlings. And the Wildlings go back and forth just like they do on Game of Thrones. And you're sitting there trying to coexist. And I have friends of mine say, oh, my neighbors are horrible. In fact, there's somebody that I know that he has dogs, and the neighbor doesn't like dogs, so he antagonizes the dogs, which to me is cruel. And I'm always careful about my dogs. So, you know, last night I'm going back and forth, and then one of the Wildlings last night, let them blankety blank bark. And, you know, you instantly want to just go, you know, react to it. And I didn't react to it because not everybody has the same level of respect for God, for country, for state that you do. And more is expected of you. And maybe sometimes in your business, you'll have somebody who's young who will come up to you to look for a mentor. We need good role models, more new mentors now more than ever because of the lack of critical thinking skills. And it's really not their fault that, you know, it just wasn't, and to question is not taught anymore. In the home, maybe, in the church, but anywhere else to question, And it always amazes me when the young people question, because that shows you that they're, you know, even if they're progressives and they question. But, you know, you take a look at it, and maybe because I've listened to Dave or Sean or Glenn, and maybe it's Glenn's influence on me, it's not about you reacting to somebody who says a snide comment, because you have something to lose. Obviously, when someone makes a bad comment, when someone does something wrong, when someone antagonizes you, you come to that sense, it's not about you, it's about them. That person is just unhappy with themselves in life. And it hit me last night as I'm walking around my backyard going, yeah, that person's just not happy with themselves in life. And you can't let their problems become your problems. And I hope and I wish and I pray that this triple shooting could have been avoided. And we've got the police department working on it. But again, you can't let someone else's deficiencies impact you. So I hope today, and, you know, it's crazy. The other day, I'm getting my hair cut, the follicles I have left, and I'm sitting in the cheap cuts, and there's a woman who, you know, has like several colors in her hair. Several colors in her hair. And you know how it is. It's not my thing. Of course, you know, I had the streaks back in 1985 when Brian Bosworth was doing that. However, I'm watching this, and this gentleman comes up, and I think I talked a little bit about it with Dave Burnett, and he goes, I don't like you. She goes, can I cut your hair? So, no, I don't like you. Excuse me? I can't trust anybody that does that to their hair. I want somebody else. And I go, wow, he's kidding. No, he wasn't kidding. And I thought, wow, that poor girl. But then I thought about that poor man, that he has such little respect for himself, never mind the young lady, that he would say that. And that's what we're up against each and every day. You know, I am very blessed to be with you. And sometimes I get overly protective of you. But that's my job. And sometimes we have to stand up for things that are right. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bundy situation. That continues. There's no one in talk radio who is standing up for the Bundys anymore except you. There's no one in talk radio that is getting Mr. Bundy's side of things except you. I think I need to call Ammon Bundy. And get his side of the story. There's some things heating up, and it just shows you that everybody's backed away. And that's what we're up against. But we have prayer, we have faith, we have God, and we have you. And you have me, as long as I'm here. But it shows you what we're up against. It shows you the tenacity of the secular progressives, call them what you will. You know, I heard Sean the other day talking to Laura Perkins' father and such, and going on and on about that. And I'm thinking to myself, I wish Sean would revisit the Bundy situation. And here you have these folks there that are there paying their own way. Who's doing that? There wasn't a talk show in America that was there. Even the Las Vegas station, we beat their coverage. And we're not there to do anything about Vegas. We're here to tell the truth. And we're here to support you and to inspire. That doesn't mean that we ignore some of the negative stories, but we try and give you encouragement. And that's just what I want to do. One more thing. I just want to say this about Mother's Day. You know, where would we be without our moms? And if you've lost your mom, I'm so sorry. You know, there is not a person that I trust more in my life than my mother. And to all the departed mothers who have done so much, you know, for all the sons, for all the daughters, thank you. And for all the stepmoms, thank you. And the grandmoms and everything else. You know, it's so important, you know, whether it's making your lunch, whether it's sometimes doing uncomfortable things, whether it's those little notes that say, we believe in you. I wish that society today... I wish that I was a person that was, what is it, a network bigwig, because I would do a show about the traditional American family. I think it would blow up, what is it, God Is Not Dead, that movie about Christians and about faith and love and God. It's blown up. Duck Dynasty, why are we having Miss Kay on? I mean, why is that show so successful? Because we could all relate to it. Not Modern Family, not Family Guy. So thank you to all the mothers. And whether you have money to spend on a Mother's Day present, or you just make a phone call, or you just stop in, or send a card, that's going to make a difference. I look at mothers and they're just outstanding. You know, how many of us, and again, at 580KIDO, I think we've gone from the triple shooting to the wildlings, the sons of anarchy to moms, but I have to say this about Mother's Day. I look at my wife, and for many years it was just she and her daughters. And what an outstanding role model that she is to her children. And without those people, that constant reinforcement, where are we today? So again, to single parent mothers, to all moms, thank you. And happy Mother's Day. And we'll have more on that on Saturday, I believe. 620, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Boise police responded to a home just off Orchard near Targhee. Three people inside were shot. We don't have an update on their conditions.
We don't have much of a description of who the shooters are. What we're asking for the public to help us with is if they hear anybody talking about a shooting last night, that they call police dispatch right away.
Let's get it started.
Must Hear Radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. We will have more on that triple shooting. We want to thank Bonnie Shelton from Channel 7. Keep it here at 720. I'll tell you what time, what show to listen to win that $1,000, or to be the 25th caller. If you're that, you're going to win $1,000 just by listening to 580KIDO. We appreciate you listening. That's the least we can do to give you the time, the effort, the energy. You need extra money. By the way, Free Fuel Fridays here at 580KIDO. Go to 580KIDO.com for the latest. Speaking of the latest national news, as you heard at the top of the hour from Fox News, it is getting very heated on Benghazi already, and they haven't even formed the committee. And I just wonder, whenever are we going to have adults to understand that we're talking about four Americans who have died, Jared Halpern?
A near party line vote establishes the select committee that Speaker John Boehner insists will not be a political process.
And we will not take any shortcuts to the truth, accountability, or justice.
Just seven Democrats voted in favor of creating the committee that New York Democrat Louise Slaughter says is a political move.
That is the most crass and awful thing to do to the families of these four people who died.
House Democrats have still not decided if they'll boycott the committee, seat a limited number of members, or fully participate. In Washington, wow. Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
I wonder how many family members are mad that the select committee, based on what Judicial Watch uncovered, are going to be upset with this. Now remember, and again, here's where Kevin Miller at 580KIDO becomes self-serving. We're the only ones bringing you Judicial Watch. We're not just reading the paper and saying, hey, what do you think? We had Chris Farrell on from Judicial Watch. We had Tom Fenton on from Judicial Watch. These are the guys that are holding the administration accountable. And what did they say? It's in the emails. When will the Democrats, and if you're a Democrat, are you really proud of your party, Democrats, for obfuscating, for obstructing, for lying, for saying it's going to be partisan? Then you have John Boehner going, well, it's not going to be political. Why? The White House made it political by lying. You know, it goes back to that movie, The Untouchables, Kevin Costner and Sean Connery, saying, you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. The Republicans are bringing a rubber knife and a rubber chicken. When you have a private group that doesn't have anywhere near the depth, the funds, the investigative powers of the federal government breaking these big news stories. And my friends, this is where it gets tricky. And you should ask our conservative elected officials. You should ask Mr. Labrador, who doesn't have a problem getting in Mr. Holder's face. You don't have a, you know, you should ask Mr. Simpson, who's trying to earn your vote. You should ask Mr. Risch. You should ask Mr. Crapo. And we ask them when we have them on there, what about Benghazi? It's important. And I'm sorry that you have to do this, but that's why they call it self-governance. You're going to have to sit back and say to yourselves, it's up to me. And when people come up and go, hey, what about Johnny Football? Johnny Cleveland? I don't want to be controversial. I want to debate the NFL draft, which is nice, which is fun, which is exciting. But my goodness gracious, imagine if Chris Stevens was your brother-in-law or your dad. Wouldn't you want to know? And what happens when we have laws that are broken and no one is there to enforce them? That's where we're at. But we still have speech. We still have the Second Amendment. We still have you. And we can make a difference. Kevin Miller coming up next. Kay Robertson at 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, how old is this song, Sweet William? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years old? Is this, what, 83? Hard to believe that hook, that lyric continues. And I know what you're saying. Yeah, I watch A&E's Duck Dynasty, K. Millie. But it fits. The ZZ Top with the beards. The sharp-dressed man. Oh, to be a sharp-dressed man back in 83. And I know what you're saying, Kevin. I wasn't even born in 83. I was born in 93 or 86 because, let's face it, the young people love the AM radio, and we have a lot of young conservative folks, and we appreciate those folks listening to us. Joining us now is the best-selling author, D is for Duck Calls, Miss Kay Robertson. You remember she was in Idaho just a couple months ago. Miss Kay, good to have you with us. Good morning, ma'am.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, you're getting in the publishing business. Before, you were doing the videos and the books, and now you're doing a children's book.
Well, children's books have always been near and dear to my heart. I mean, when I was a little girl in my town I grew up in, there was only like less than 300 people in that town. And I'm telling you, my favorite place to hang out was the library. It was so small, you wouldn't believe it, but I loved it, and the librarian was an older lady with white hair, I remember, and I'm telling you, it was my favorite place, and since then, I've always loved children's books.
Well, why are children's books so important, Miss Kay? I mean, you know, we all read them, and we all remember about them, but how do you write to that audience?
Well, you know, to me, just that because America seems to love our family and our show, and a lot of things that we do, and they're familiar with them, especially children. So what better way to get them to learn the ABCs than by the illustration from our show? I mean, we just did it. I did it in front of two schools, and the book itself, when you had the certain, every time I talked about, like, the part in there about B is for Bobo, they love the dog thing. And then, of course, I went in to say how I call Bubba on the show, which is annoying to most people, but kids love it. And, you know, in any mention of Uncle Si, and they just come unglued. And, of course, you have the ones about Si in there. So it was just went over beautiful.
Miss Kay Robertson with us, Kevin Miller here at 580 KIDO. And last time we had Miss Kay on, she was on with her son Alan. They were getting ready to come in to hang out with Lawrence Denny and at the Idaho Center. Y'all had a good time. I introduced y'all, so I'm wondering what you thought of Idaho.
I loved Idaho. I really did. Fields actually hunted up there before, I think on the Snake River or something like that. But he's always loved it, and I do too. I wish sometimes I could just come back and not work and get to enjoy it more. But Phil has hunted and had a good time up there. But a lot of nice people there.
Miss Kay with us at 580KIDO. D is for duck calls. Miss Kay, what makes a great mom?
I think the total of, well, the commitment to being a mom and paying attention to your children, to listening to them. It's so important. And I think it's fun to have fun with your kids, just not all serious, but just have a good time. See, when I've actually made a little library in the old office next door. We call it the Blue House, but the first room is a library. And my grandkids actually think that all mammals have a library like I do, which they, you know, they don't, of course. But I bought so many books, collected so many books. I took so many books that people were just getting rid of, and I put them in my library. And I'm going to tell you something. I think that means so much to me, but the grandkids actually check them out and everything. And the only thing I said, we don't enforce the fines. If they're late, they don't have to pay. They have to maybe work, but not pay.
Working with Phil, I think it'd be better off to pay.
I know. That's true, too.
Now, Miss Kay, what's the difference here as we get ready for Mother's Day weekend? What a great gift for children or even for a mom so she can read to her kids. D is for duck calls here. What's really the difference between being a mom and a grandma? Which is more fun?
The grandma of all, yes. Because to be able to take your kids and enjoy them and then be able to give them back, too, you know, it's like anything. It's like Phil. I love him to death. But do I want to be with him 24/7? Not really. Because when we're together, it is so special. And then when we're apart, we miss each other. It's kind of like that's how you are with your grandkids. And with your kids, when we're with them every time, you love them. But sometimes you just need time apart. It makes you love each other more when you're back together. And I just think that's an enjoyment thing with the grandkids. I mean, I'm telling you, it's so special. But now what I love, and I told Phil, whenever the show, we don't have the show anymore, I'm going to miss that every week I'm with my grandkids and my kids. I mean, it's like my kids would say probably sometime, Mom, we don't have time to come. We're busy, this and that. But now they say, you know, we say, you have to be there. And, of course, they're there. And I love it. I love it.
Miss Kay Robertson with us. Her new book, D is for Duck Calls, 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Now, I know, and this, let me apologize in advance for asking this question. Which one's your favorite kid? I mean, you talk about that on the show all the time, and it's kind of like a running joke, and Alan talked about it at the Idaho Center. Do you have a favorite? Can you mention that to us?
Well, it's like this. My kids say my favorite is whoever I'm with at the time, and maybe there's a lot of truth to that. Each one of them is so special in their own unique way. And, you know, I travel so much with Alan, and he really is the one that's probably the most caregiver for me and Phil. And so he is so very special. But then there's Jeff, who's the baby, and always picked on by the other brothers. I have to defend him. And then Willie, you know, he's the big boss. But I told him last time, I said, listen, son, I gave you birth, so you owe me a lot. So don't you ever try to pull the big shot on me. So, you know, and Jay, who would argue with a signpost, but yet he's tenderhearted to where he says, Mom, if I ever think about you and Dad not being here, it just makes me tear up. Who would think he said that? But he did. So, yeah, they're all very special.
Miss Kay, what would you like to say to mamas and grandmas and stepmoms and foster moms and all moms on Mother's Day?
I would want to tell them to love their families, to love them, enjoy them, and have fun with them.
Do we appreciate moms as much as we should?
No. I think it's too fast-paced generation. I remember sitting for hours with, now I'm thinking about my grandmother now because my mother worked a lot at the store we had. But, I mean, the hours we spent out in a swing in the yard, And yet, the old-timey way, people drove by and you waved at everybody that drove by. Can you imagine doing that now? We waved at them because that's just what we did. And we would shell peas, shuck corn, do all those things, and just talk and talk and talk and talk. And you'd just see beauty in a bird that came by, or, you know, in flowers that were grown, or whatever vegetables we picked. That's missing today.
Well, Miss Kay, God bless, and we so enjoy this. I know you're doing a lot of these today and the filming, and we just want to let you know, in Idaho, we appreciate, you know, your work in and everything else. So thank you for making our Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye. All right. There you had Miss Kay, and I was telling Ray and Maya, I go, how long before Miss Kay says, Bobo, Bobo? I know Dave Burnett, oh, we need to save that. Kevin Miller saying Bobo. I say that and you're laughing, but anyway, to all mothers, to all people that make a difference, one of the magical things that we get to do when we go to schools as a full disclosure, non-parent, never will be, is I just see the beauty of kids and children and the sacrifices of parents. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:54, Heidi Ho, Kevin Miller in the morning. By the way, a special announcement from our friends at MinutemanRx.com in Star, Idaho. They'll be closed tomorrow for Mother's Day weekend. However, their website is open 24 hours. Remember, in honor of Mother's Day, MinutemanRx.com will be closed tomorrow. By the way, all day today, they're offering 10% off everything in the store. Bring your mom down and get her a gift that says, I love you. And again, that's MinutemanRx.com in Star, Idaho, across from the Maverick, right next to the subway. And if you like our coverage on the Bundy situation, please stop down and see them. They're open 10 to 6 today. And thank them, because without them, we couldn't have provided you that breathtaking coverage. Coming up, we're going to go inside the CUNA school levy discussion. That's one of the issues that will be on the ballot coming up. Coming up next week, we'll have some candidates on, but, you know, has this political race been everything that you thought it would be? And what candidates can and should do to make sure that they're out there? You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and he said, what do you think? And I really said to myself, I don't know what to think. And, you know, I opine about the lack of intensity, and the NFL draft really doesn't impact our lives. And I'm not going to sit here and say, ooh, the NFL draft. The NFL draft is a great thing. It is great. It is fun. It's exciting. Everybody's a winner. But in reality, you know what impacts our lives? Well, this gubernatorial race, this race who's going to be in Congress, you're either going to have a guy who says, look, Mike Simpson's wrong, or you're going to have Mike Simpson. I mean, that's what's the really important issue here. And I wish that instead of, you know, hey, Timmy's going to whatever, and Timmy, who played college here, all of a sudden now is in California and we'll never see Timmy again. You know, some in-depth profiles. And maybe I'm to blame as well for not doing enough to cover at least this signature race. But as people like to point out to me, I'm not a reporter. I'm kind of a hybrid, really, not really a talk show host, not really a reporter, kind of in the middle. But I would like to see more in-depth stuff. I mean, besides Dan Popke stirring it up with Senator Fulcher's, you know, upset that Governor Otter has lobbyists running his campaigns, what's been the significant issues? What's been the differentiation? And maybe that'll happen in this debate that's coming up. What was it? One of the candidates swears a lot? I mean, that's what it comes down to. That we're putting headlines on because one candidate swears a lot who's been labeled a fringe that they're going to have a delay on the Idaho Public Television thing. When you have real life differences of opinion when it comes to the health exchange, when it comes to the budget, when it comes to the visions of the state. On one hand, you have the incumbent that says, look, I've balanced the budget. I've done this, this, and this. And you have the challenger who says, yeah, but we need to go in this direction. And those are big issues. And with the advent of the internet, with the infotainment television, with the sportsification of popular culture, we're in jeopardy. How insulting is it that, you know, it's going to be a depressed turnout? where we have the gift of voting, where it is our right to do that. It's a right and a privilege. How many of us will take advantage of that? Anyway, enough of the lectures. We are saluting mothers today, and we are going to break format here. And, you know, we're going to have our friends on from CUNA in a minute. We're going to have a young lady on who's a great mom herself, talking about a benefit for a young man that has a tremendous challenge. We're going to have our friend Betsy on from the Meridian Chamber. But I want you to call in and talk about your moms, too. That Miss Kay Robertson got me thinking. 658 Traffic and Weather at 580K IDEA. And don't forget, for the updates on that triple shooting, for the very latest, we've got an update right now at 580KIDO.com. That's 580KIDO.com. Fox News next. Kevin Miller, good morning.